Hey, welcome to the Bartender's Perspective. I'm so happy to have you here. Work is done for the day. Pull up a chair, have a seat. I'll pour you a drink, and let's get started. In tonight's podcast, we're going to get right to it. I want to talk about walking with God, what that really means, and what might or could happen along the way. Much of this episode, it's going to be a lot of scripture, lyrics from a song, biblical and a few real world stories, and of course my final thoughts at the end. Before we begin, I wanted to mention a song I've been listening to for many years, that I've always enjoyed, but I don't think I ever truly understood what it was about because I wasn't ready to understand. The song is by Jaden Lavick, and it's called "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." There are several verses that really hit home for me this week that helped me write this podcast. One of the verses goes, "Though none go with me, still I will follow." Well, the verse, that really hit the nail on the head for me this week that brought me to this episode, it goes, "The cross before me, the world behind me." So I've heard so many people through the years talk about their walk with God. When I used to work on Sundays, I would converse with the church crowd about this topic, as well as many other instances. It sounds so holy and reverential when they tell me about all that God has done in their lives and is currently doing, and that's amazing. It is a journey that many have taken, and they tell their story of how they got, to that point. But what could it really, really mean to walk with God? I'm going to tell you, right now, well, it is everything, to so many people. This is a path that many choose, or don't think they can choose because of several very important factors. One of the hardest things to give consideration, in this case, is walking with God is in many ways here in the natural. It might mean a sacrifice. Oof, gives me the chills to even say it myself. What does the word sacrifice mean? It's been used greatly in defining, an offering of the slaughter of an animal or surrendering a possession as an offering to God or whatever higher being you subscribe to. But tonight, the true meaning of sacrifice is what is pertinent here. To sacrifice in this case is to suffer a loss, to give up, renounce, injure, or destroy, especially for an ideal, a belief, or an end. I have a scripture on my arm currently that I got long ago that pertains to this matter tonight. I've talked about it many times before, but from Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Now, when Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple but must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life, they'll lose it. But whoever loses their life, for my sake, will find it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but to give up his place in the kingdom? Or what will a man give in exchange, for his soul?" I began this process long ago when I unknowingly and without fully understanding, gave my life to God almost 11 years ago. I used to think that the scripture meant that picking up your cross and denying yourself means that it is a reminder that that cross is symbolic of the world and how heavy the world can become from all of its troubles and tribulations, and that carrying that cross reminded us that we can't go at this life alone and that we need to God to help us carry that cross. At the time, it made perfect sense to me, but as I pointed out in a previous podcast, I want to say I was mistaken, but I think the interpretation at that time was different, but we'll talk about that in another episode. And in this particular case, I wasn't ready to see its true meaning. But it is here in the scripture that we find, it's where the sacrifice begins. Denying yourself and picking up your cross means to give up everything you know and think you know. you know, leaving it all behind, you know, and so begins the promise. The promise in that sacrifice, you lose your life, and in that sense, what you are dies. But there in the promise, you're resurrected to become who God needs you to be in this life, once you've made the sacrifice. You know, there is a lot to think about when giving up your life for God. You know, it's easy to walk away, you know, from a life you really hate or a life that's been hard or miserable to think, wow, I can follow a creator, you know, this thing greater than myself that only has, you know, good plans for my future, you know, as it was written in Jeremiah 29:11. But what about when you already have happiness and success in your life? You might have a high-paying job, you know, that you're super successful in. You know, you might be working and something rewarding, like a school teacher, or you might be a really happily married family man. But then one day, God asks you to give it all up and devote your entire life to Him. As hard as it is to see, you know, you might have everything you've ever wanted that you can understand. You know, but I'm going to go out and be so bold as to say that everything here, even those things you wanted, they're things of this world. So if God asks you to do so, could you walk away from the things I just mentioned? Could you leave the world behind and start your journey to the cross? I'm sure for many of that, you know, it does include your family. But what if you were asked to go at it completely alone? If the answer is no, I don't blame you. The concept of giving up everything, and I mean everything, to follow God is terrifying. You know, and that's my human side. And for many, downright unfair in some cases. To walk into the unknown future with just God to guide you. Wow, that's crazy to think about. But how about this? Let me ask you this. What if, rather than have the choice, you suddenly lose everything you've ever known through circumstances of the world that are beyond your control? What do you do then? Many of us know the story of Moses. And for those of you that didn't, Moses was born a Hebrew. You know, he was raised by the Egyptians and had this full life of wealth, power, and prestige. He fought wars alongside the Egyptians and had many successes. But then one day the truth of his heritage comes out, and without warning, I mean, he lost everything. Everything he had known his whole life, gone. And then, of course, to add insult to injury, his own so-called Egyptian family tried to have him killed. Like, really? Yeah, he fled, ended up in the region of Midian. All probably seemed lost. Until on his travels, he finds ultimately, you know, a family. And maybe he thought his journey ended there. So, he, you know, here he is with this family that he found, you know, and he's working hard for his father-in-law. And while he's working one day, sees a bush on fire that does not burn up. On the one hand, that's super cool. And of course, God revealed himself there, you know, on that holy ground, you know, told him to take off his sandals, you know, and talk to me. And then God wants him to go and perform this, what seems like an impossible task. You know, he was told to go at God's behest to free hundreds of thousands of people from slavery that had been going on for 400 years. And I could only imagine the strength and the faith it took to achieve such a feat. You know, another thing I must point out is that people are only human. And as such, you know, you might begin to choose to make this walk. And in the process, you know, you lose friends or family that you have had who disagree with this choice. Can you risk losing them by walking away if asked to do so, to follow God? It's obviously not going to be a popular opinion with everybody. And if your friends and family don't understand this decision, I'm going to tell you now, this kind of decision, it's not for them to understand. For all you know, you yourself might not get understanding for why you have been asked to do this. Jim Elliot, an American missionary, you know, who along with four others, you know, they were martyred while trying to evangelize the Huarani people in Ecuador in 1956. Eric Liddell, a Scottish Olympic gold medalist, portrayed in the film Chariots of Fire. Near. Yeah, that's a good song. Right, copyright. Can't sing anything. Who became a missionary in China. And he later died in a Japanese internment camp during World War II. All these individuals dedicated their lives to serving God, making significant sacrifices in the process. And the world is just a little bit better because of it. I try these scriptures on for size, y'all, as they do provide some words of wisdom in all of this. You know, and let's keep it real. It'll prepare you if you ever decide or ask to start this journey. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Romans 12:2. You know, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, you know, and perfect. I'm only just now beginning to understand this, like, really, like, embody this particular scripture. But Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make straight your path. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Woe to those who quarrel with their maker, those who are nothing but potsherds among the potsherds on the ground. You know, is that clay going to say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say the potter has no hands? Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So therefore, any of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Matthew chapter 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, you know, they'll be added to you. You know, I do want to center out here in all this for those of you, you know, who might believe there is laws and restrictions of man and tasks that have to be fulfilled before you can start this journey. There isn't. Because if that were the case, and really the case, then God's love becomes conditional. While the scriptures I just mentioned do talk about, you know, requirement and need, you have the free will to choose not to do so. The world demands that you do, while God does not. The scripture does mention instructions that need to be followed. You know, but these instructions, you know, it's not because of what is required. Those instructions are what is needed to begin this journey, because it is out of those instructions, the necessity to put God first, because he will always put you first. You can choose to live in or listen to the world, but I can almost guarantee you the world will most likely always put you last. Seeing this journey for what it truly is, you know, it's evident that walking with God, it goes beyond religious dogmas. It can be a lonely walk marked by faith, trust, you know, and a deep sense of purpose that I think you will find you never thought you had if asked to go at it alone or circumstances put you in that position. You'll quickly realize you're not alone if you're asked to. Understanding what it really means to walk with God, you really do have to embrace that there's a give and a take, you know, between the divine and being human. It's an ongoing, you know, a dialogue, if you will. You know, communion that will most definitely take you beyond the bounds of conventional understanding. It's a commitment. And it's a commitment, you know, to seek spiritual growth. Get yourself in line with higher principles that go beyond the world. Facing your road slowly, you know, becoming aware of his presence. This is especially important if you're just starting out. On this journey, you're probably definitely going to have different experiences, a myriad of painful, uncomfortable transformations, you know, emotional, mental, you know, even physical. As scary as it is, achieving that clarity that comes from walking with God in time, I think will get easier as you get closer to him. You know, this, another part of the why, it's not about escaping difficulties, because there are going to be many. And really, honestly, following God, there are going to be times in your life that beyond your control, you're just going to make people angry, and there's no getting around it. But facing, you know, the world with an unwavering faith, you know, that's going to help you stand against the world. You're going to need that in all your circumstances. Moreover, you know, this journey might also involve moments of solitude. But what's great about solitude, you know, it gives you time to deepen your understanding of your connection to the Almighty. You know, because sometimes you need solitude to hear his still small voice. And if ever you stumble, things get hard, and you begin to doubt because you are only human, you might fall flat on your face. Get back up and keep going. You know, as I have laid out, you know, this journey, it's not an easy one. But what do you think happens when you finally reach the cross and you made the ultimate sacrifice? What happens to your faith? And who do you become? And what is the result of the unwavering faith? Romans chapter 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The scripture here in this case, you know, it's a declaration that when the world or anything else says or demands you cannot go to the cross, always remember, if God is with you, nothing can stand against you. But I hope you liked my podcast, as I really enjoyed writing it this week. Please feel free to tell at least 3 people about my podcast if you think they will get something out of it. This will help me to continue to get my message out there to more people. If you want to support the show, help me continue to grow, please feel free to go to my website, leave me a tip in the digital tip jar. But unless you want another drink, thank you for stopping in. Here's your check. My regular podcast hours are as always, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. So you can come back and see me then. Have a great night.